You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Of Open Mic. We're going to feature a little bit of playlist music here for you right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. So please enjoy new music from the CJSF music playlist for your noon hour.
Oh, This is Bird Note. Does this bird seem to be saying, Chicago, Chicago? Don't be misled. This small ground bird, the California quail, is strictly a bird of the far west. The California quail's gray and rusty-colored body is beautifully adorned. And the most distinctive characteristic of this quail is a black, forward-facing topknot that juts out from the bird's forehead like a small flag. Although quail can fly short distances, they spend most of their time on the ground foraging for food. When they're threatened, they scurry into thick brush. Quail build their well-concealed nests right on the ground, which can hold from 1 to 24 eggs. 24? Yes, the large clutches may include eggs from more than one female. Immediately after hatching, the chicks follow their parents around the neighborhood scratching for food. Two or more quail families may join together to form a covey of quail. With such a large extended family, it's not surprising when a male California quail hops up onto a stump to gather the covey together with this rallying call. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.
Knock back. Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Navigating ships through the icy waters of the Canadian Arctic can be difficult and dangerous. But as the climate warms, Arctic ice is melting. So shipping companies are watching to see if the melting makes it easier to navigate through the region. But Jackie Dawson, an associate professor at the University of Ottawa who researches Arctic shipping, says the effects are complicated.
Despite the fact that we are seeing melting sea ice, what we're actually seeing is the breakup of big, huge ice islands and ice packs. And those smaller bits of ice are flowing, particularly into the Northwest Passage, and they're choking up those small regions that you have to get through.
All sorts of vessels, from fishing boats to yachts and oil tankers, can get stuck and stranded. And ships that supply food to remote communities may not be able to reach them.
A few years ago, we saw a few communities in the Western Canadian Arctic. The resupply ship just couldn't get to them. And what that meant was the food had to be flown in. And food prices in those communities were absolutely astronomical.
So she says that while melting sea ice is enabling more ship traffic overall, it's also making conditions in some areas more unreliable and dangerous. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
The